In view of its important role to the socio-economic development of the country, the need to revive the rail sector has become more paramount now than before. It is against this backdrop that Transnet International Holdings has been brought into the picture to help in that direction. Speaking at a meeting with the Minister for Railway Development, Joe Gatte, the program's director of the South African team, Lars Wilson Mugoba, explains further.
We're taking this approach primarily because as we go along, we seek to strengthen the network and make sure that all the work that we do along is able to support various traffic that is coming on board. So the many counterparts that I have over here, that's why we have experts in rolling stock, in wagons, in locomotives, in the track infrastructure, and the whole intention is to make sure that we have a very solid understanding of what we would need to do to ultimately unlock the line all the way up to Kumasi. So we are committed as Transnet to make sure that we work together with GRCL and Ghanaian partners to make sure that we unlock the line all the way through to Kumasi from Takoradi.
The Minister of Railways Development, Joe Gatte, explained that the GRCL is entering into a long-term partnership with Transnet to revive, operate and manage the country's rail sector.
We want to enter into this relationship together and make sure that it's a win-win for both of us. We're exceptionally happy too that you have Ghanaian partners, because we have what you call, you after apartheid, you had a system of black empowerment. We have a system of Ghanaian participation.
Minister of Railways Development Joe Gatte and then Mary Aziz Tunde's report.